Usually when we do these things on Friday, and by these things I mean a radio show, we call it a Football Friday. But we're approaching that ever so fun time of year where it's crossover college football and college basketball. And we welcome in now the new women's basketball coach of Wake Forest University, Megan Jebbia, who gets set to make her debut Monday. But we need to start in an important place, Coach, perhaps by finding some common ground between us. You're from Maryland, as am I. You're a Towson Tiger alum, as is my father. Does that mean that you're also a Baltimore Orioles fan?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know that I could say I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan, but I do pay attention to the Nationals. Sorry. just a little aside there. I haven't really been a baseball fan my entire life, but I do catch games here and there, and it's always fun to attend them.
Yeah. The other reason I wanted to start with your Maryland roots is because when you were growing up there, the state school over there was in the Atlantic Coast Conference. So what was your level of interest following the ACC?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think that was something that growing up, we always watched as a family. I remember the Maryland-Duke rivalries. Obviously, Duke probably doesn't see it as a rivalry, but Maryland fans did. So I just remember those games and how much fun it was to watch. And as a family, we never really got to the Maryland, like, to see it live, but we certainly always watch on television. And just so much fun to think that, like, now I'm able to coach in the ACC, and what that means is just it's amazing. It's a terrific experience so far, and trying to do my best, and our staff trying to do our best to prepare this group heading into a conference that we've never gone through. They know more about the conference than we do, to a degree, at least the personnel and how things go. So it's kind of funny that we rely on them as much as they're relying on us to kind of help us through this year.
In what ways do you rely on them?
I think it's just more or less like, you know, as we're trying to motivate them to start the year and, you know, when in practice when things aren't going well, you know, things are said, obviously, like, is this good enough to play in the ACC? Things like that, you know. So, and I think it kind of brings them back to what it felt like playing in the league last year for the group that's back and those that have been here for longer. They know that it's a rough road. And I keep hearing about, you know, how it's physical and people beat up on you, and it takes a toll on your body. So I think, and relying on them to tell us how they're feeling, right? Because I think ideally you want everyone in the games as much as possible so you have options as a coach. And so trying to make sure that the wear and tear on their bodies is where we need to be heading into the conference.
What you're hitting on reminds me of something that Nick Saban said once upon a time, that when he was coaching at Michigan State 20 years ago, even at LSU after that, it was, I'm the coach, and the relationship between players was, I do this, you don't ask why, and that's just kind of what the dynamic is. He says the biggest difference between that and what he's dealt with at Bama the last 10 years now is players, part of the coaching job is explaining to them why something is, and there's more of a cooperative, collaborative relationship that exists between college coach and college player now, and certainly that's existed in pro sports for a long time now. You've been in coaching for a while. Have you seen a similar progression in the relationship between player and coach?
I have to say, I love what you just said. You said it better than I could actually say it. Yes, I've seen that. I feel even more so at this level that how these athletes prepare themselves and how they treat their bodies and how they go about treating themselves like professional athletes, even though they're not, you got to give them that grace of, all right, well, let me hear your side of it. That doesn't always mean that, you know, that the athlete is right. But at the same time, I'm way more willing to listen to them as to how they feel and what works for them, because ideally you want to set them up for success. And if your warm-ups are way too long or practices are 3.5 hours, like that's hard on anyone. It doesn't matter what level you're at. So I'm way more willing to listen and have that collaborative approach. And I actually really enjoyed it. And you get to see results because they work harder for you. They know they have a voice. Technically it's their program. Yeah. I mean, I understand that I'm the figurehead. I'm the person that has to make the decisions, but at the same time, if they take ownership of the program and how they want things run and how they want things done, then I think we're going to have a lot more positive experiences moving forward.
It's Wake women's basketball coach Megan Jebbia that's with us here on WSJS. Her team opens up Monday against Elon at 5 o'clock. The men's team plays Fairfield after that. Should be a great night at the Joel if you can't make it out there. Maybe give our guy Darren Vaught a watch on Monday. One thing you and Steve Forbes have in common that's a bit unique is that you both were hired in the month of May. Don't see a lot of that when coaching jobs come up and things happen and you're having to transition. What was the most bizarre part about your offseason and transitioning, given that you took the job a lot later than most coaches normally do?
Yeah, it's always hard to take a job late, for sure. I think, I don't know if there's a bizarre experience, but I think it was just how fast things happened through the interview process. When we started to interview till the time it was offered was maybe a week and a half. And, you know, the AD John Curry told me it was going to happen fast, whoever he chose. And I mean, I believed him, but then when you're actually going through it and having to basically move your life in a very short span of time, because the players are here for summer school, so you don't want to waste time not working out with them. You want to get them in the gym as fast as possible. Was really hard. And I just think the recruiting aspect is probably the hardest thing about starting late, because you're getting in late with players who maybe other schools have gotten in earlier with them and have built relationships. So that's probably the hardest part, coming in this late. And then I'm really thankful, though, for the summer months I had with them, because that was really our time to get to know them as people and not as basketball players as much. And I think that was helpful. I'm glad my job at American, I took in August. So this is actually early for me. So, yeah, it was easier than that, I can tell you that.
Yeah, always looking at the bright side. At least you also, in Steve's case, he couldn't even be around his players during COVID and figuring that out. So, yeah, always looking at the glass half full. Megan Jebbia is with us here, new Wake women's basketball coach. You mentioned American. You've coached at two places, essentially, the last 20 years, Marist and American. Now that you're the head coach here at Wake Forest at a new place, do you get the butterflies when you start to think about the first game at a job on Monday?
Yeah, sure. I think I do. I really don't allow myself to get there, though, until the day of the game. I feel very focused on preparing the team. So my mind's more or less there right now, I would say. But I'm sure on game day, I'm going to be like a kid in a candy store, really excited, just I'm sure as the players will be, that it's finally game day. We've been going at it all summer, right, and all preseason. So now it's time to kind of showcase what we've been able to put together over the last 4 or 5 months. I know they're excited about it. I'm kind of excited just to see the community come out and support us. I'm excited for different players to get minutes and see how they use them and utilize our system and everything and how that looks. I'm sure it's not going to look how I want it to look, but I mean, you got to start somewhere, and being able to reevaluate at the end of the game, how we did, what needs to change. That's the fun. I mean, the game part is great. And I'm a big believer in when we get to game time, I'm pretty much obsolete at that point to a degree, right? They should have learned what they need to learn over the last couple of days. And it's kind of like, all right, it's now time to perform, and us, you know, saying things here and there to them to kind of get them moving in the right direction.
Coach Jebbia, we'll be visiting throughout the season, I'm sure. Monday, 5 o'clock, it's Elon going to Wake Forest, first game of a doubleheader, and it's the first game of a new era of Wake Forest women's hoops. Coach Jebbia, thanks for making the time for us today.
Thank you so much.